Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There we go.
You just wanted it up on full, didn't you?
Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live, Shasta County Chamber Radio Show. Nigel, we have a full house.
Mm-hmm.
Darn.
Yeah, full house.
It's like full house. Like Black Bear Diner on a Saturday morning.
Uh-huh. I'll have the pancakes and the eggs over easy, please. Mm-hmm. With a side of bacon. Oh, no, we have that here.
Now. Do we have that 7-second button ready to go? Just James is in top form.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Shasta Live radio show by Shasta County Chamber. Nigel.
James.
Yvonne.
Jason doesn't have a mic.
Jason.
He's on the side.
Antonia.
We need to get another mic in here because we seem to fill this place up. There's room for one more mic there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So you're listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is the Shasta County Chamber Hour.
Yes.
Shasta Life.
It's whatever day it is.
Monday, 28th.
And we get a few days of normal Redding weather. And then I guess it's going to cool down again.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
A little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think we all got done with a busy week and a half of cool April nights.
Yeah. Boy, let me tell you what. Man, amazing trying to get around town.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to go to Lowe's to get something, and they had the parade, and I got literally, like, smack dab in the middle of it. I was locked in.
With a trailer?
Yeah, but you should know on Friday afternoon you don't.
I don't pay attention to anything. I mean, red lights, what are those? I drive through everything, just go.
Uh-huh. All right. well, Redding is kind of hopping. We have with us Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
This is your first time on the radio.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
With your many lives that you have had, I would think that you would have just said, oh, yes, and I was a DJ on the radio at one point. Before we started, we were, you know, we always pry. At least I do. And, yeah, I mean, you've got, like, you're like a cat with 8.5 lives already.
That's right.
So you are with Grange. Is it the Grange Co-op or just Grange Co-op?
Grange Co-op.
And Grange Co-op is opening up in
it's
the
in
old...
Our, it's in our future.
It's in our future in the old Shopco building.
Center, yeah.
Correct, at 55 Lake Boulevard, because we've had a lot of people that don't know where the old Shopco building was.
Mm. What?
Really?
A lot of new people to town.
All right. Hmm. Well, corner of Lake and what's that one, Market? Market Street.
Directly across. Correct. From, what would that be, the Popeyes and McDonald's.
Next to Raley's.
And the Raley's Shopping Center, Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, next to Baskin-Robbins. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Now I know exactly where it is.
We're all kind of excited for the Grange Co-op. Do you want to give a quick overview of what the Grange Co-op does or sells or...
I would. So we are the Grange Co-op, and we are farm and ranch, nursery. We have a pet department. We have lawn and garden. We have clothing. We have hardware. We have home goods. We have house plants. So we're kind of an all-around shop.
Where did the Grange get its roots?
So 90 years ago.
90?
90 years ago, 99 farmers came together to co-op gas. They were Grange Hall members. And they knew that by co-oping their supplies, they could go further with it. So it went from there and grew into its own entity that's not connected to the Grange Halls.
And where was that at?
Up in Southern Oregon.
Southern Oregon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say that they co-opt?
They started with gas and, like, farming supplies.
Gas, like petrol.
Yeah, we were actually...
I was like, what?
Yes, we were actually...
Stuff you put in the car. Well, you don't, but we
yeah. Cars, tractors, yeah. Yeah. We were actually in the gas business till I think, 2017.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mm-mm.
Gosh, that's... I would have never guessed.
Yeah. So we actually went up there a few weeks ago to your HQ, and... you know, the way it's presented, it looks like another Best Buy store, but then we realize that there's only 8 stores.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So it's still, I don't know if it's still considered a mom and pop, but it's a relatively small business.
We are
in the grand scheme of things.
Yes. We are nothing like corporations. We definitely have some community roots and beliefs. Being a co-op, that's what we are. We give back to our communities. Our board of directors is all agricultural members. And they have to be an agricultural member that sells product to become a board of directors.
Hmm. And so why Reading? Because I know you
well,
guys.
Well, I'm going to put you to the test. What are your other 7 locations? Because we're the 8th?
We will be the 8th,
yeah.
Correct. So we have one in Ashland, one in Central Point, one in South Medford, one in Grants Pass, one in White City, one in Klamath Falls, and one in Yuba City. That was our first California store, Yuba City.
Wow.
Huh. Are you impressed now?
Yeah, well, I'm always impressed with businesses and how they grow. I mean, I find it always very interesting. Do they have, like,
they did the data.
Incredible lofty dreams, or do they want to keep it somewhat small, or?
They do. We definitely have growth plans, but they want to do it slow and sustainable.
Yeah.
We don't want to outgrow ourselves.
That's
like
smart.
Many businesses do, and we don't want to be like corporations.
So you're not in publicly held, you're a private company.
Correct.
Okay. So no stock opportunity there. Okay, well, it was nice having you.
But if you become a rewards member, you get money back.
Okay.
So,
So how is the date? How's it come along? Like, any idea when?
Midsummer.
I've kind of heard the inkling that you were coming for a long time.
Yes. We announced it last June, and as you know, there's processes, permits, things like that take time. So we got our permits a while back, so we have been in the building working on it, getting everything together. As you know, they split that building. It's actually split 4 ways.
Oh, really?
So we did not get the bathroom side, so we had to put in all new bathrooms and things like that. So quite a bit of work, but they have been working diligently and hard and fast, and so hopefully we'll get in the building soon to start putting it together.
What other things are in there? Anything?
Meaning?
Like other businesses, if it's going to
The pickleball courts that everybody's been talking about. Indoor pickleball courts is supposed to be next door. They're making offices upstairs, I believe, and then the owner has some offices in the back of the building.
Oh, I didn't know anything about the pickleball. Did you, Jay? Yeah? You're shaking
your
head.
Well, he knows everything.
Yeah.
Why aren't you sharing?
I did. You're just not paying attention to social media.
Pickleball courts, indoor air conditioned. Love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they go there. I tell my staff if you can't find me.
Yeah. I want to talk to the manager. Oh, she's playing pickleball.
So what is Grange Co-op hoping to achieve here in Reading? Is the market like all of Shasta County, all of Northern California? Like, what is the market?
Definitely
like
Shasta County, all of Shasta County. There's a lot of agriculture here still, animals, things like that. You know, a lot of people that would buy our product and benefit from our product. So we did a lot of research in this area to see what kind of market it was and if we would be a viable entity here and. Mm-hmm. We think we definitely have a place here. So,
when we went up to the White City one, right, and we were actually kind of surprised at the variety of stuff they have in there, including equestrian.
Yes.
Is that coming here too, the equestrian?
Yes. The only difference between that store and this store is we will also have sporting goods at our store. So,
sporting goods?
Yes. Most of the Oregon stores do not have sporting goods. We thought it would be good with our proximity to the lake to have fishing and some, like, lake stuff. So we'll have a small sporting goods section.
Shasta County Grange, we're Sporty Spice.
There you go. Okay, hey, well, let's take our first quick break. You're doing great for the first time on the radio. Are you nervous?
Thank you.
You're doing great.
No, she worked it out. She's a natural now.
You like to take the time. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
No, it's not the same song, but I want to go.
You recognize the band?
The Bad to the Bone.
Tonya, come on.
No. But I do. Okay, this doesn't bode well for me, but I do love trivia and music trivia. But this.
Look at the puppers well outside. Sorry.
This band. Starts with the letter Z.
Z
Top. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, back. Shasta Live.
Sexy beards.
No.
talking with Karen from the Grange Co-op. So tell us your story a little bit. Like, how did you... Cause you
take
were
us
up,
in the way
you
back
were up
machine.
In, yes, you were up in Medford, and then you left, and you came down yes. here. And
I actually grew up in Reading, so I lived here most of my life. I moved to Ashland in 2018 after the fire.
Because of the fire or just?
Partially after the fire? Because of the fire. We owned a house up there and wanted to move up there, but our kids begged us to wait till they were out of school, so we did. We waited, and then I owned a business, and my business was thriving, so I didn't want to leave. And then the fire happened, and I thought, this is a sign. It's time to go.
Get out.
So went up there for 6 years, and while I was up there, I was retired. I got bored, and I loved this store. I shopped in it. I loved the culture, the people. It always seemed fun. And I said, I'm going to get a part-time job. So I started as a part-time cashier about 4 years ago. And then promoted, and I actually quit to move back to Reading because of family. And when I quit, they said, you know, we're still working on Reading, so will you come back? And I said, of course. So they called me 3 months later and said, we have a job for you.
You're the boss.
Yeah, exactly.
So you went from being a part-time cashier to running the store.
I promoted a couple times before that. So I was my last position was assistant manager.
So that's not a bad journey.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like a fate thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of did. It really did. I mean, the fact that it all worked out the way it did was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. We did notice that up there, that they, like you said, they are very heavy into community engagement. what are some of the things that they like to do?
So we, our purpose is to help customers, employees, and communities achieve more together. We work with 4-H and FFA really closely. We give a lot of money back to them to help them. We buy at their junior livestock auctions. We help them. We have a youth and agriculture rewards program that we do. It's free to sign up for the kids, and it gives them 10% off the stuff they need for shows and their livestock time, feed, supplies, shampoo, all the stuff.
So is this related to teaching kids about modern-day agriculture?
It is.
I think that's much needed.
Right? Yeah, and that's our belief. You know, we know that agriculture is our future. If we don't have it, we're all in trouble, right? So we have to have food, and so our goal is to continue to grow that for kids so that
silly.
We have somebody to take care of us when we're older.
So silly. You know we could eat bugs.
True.
And was it the Impossible Burger?
Yeah.
So you guys had a hiring event. Do you have any more hiring events coming up? How did that go?
The hiring event went really well. We partnered with the Employment Development Department and did it through them. It went really well. We identified about 18 of our 26 people through that. So as long as people can hold on, because, you know, we did it kind of early, and then it was like, well, we really want to hire you, but you're going to have to wait a little while. Mm-hmm. So I think I have about 6 positions left to fill is all.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. If you're listening... Mm-hmm. Rattle off
right.
What you're hiring.
GrangeCoop.com/careers has all of our hiring on it.
Do you have a
it.
Night stock person?
We don't.
Are you looking for a...
yeah, looking that's for all I need is one more thing, but I'm like...
Yeah. I'm like, aren't you a little
I can put the mealworm. I can put mealworms on shelves and stuff.
Will you have a chocolate department?
We have chocolate. We actually... one of the things we like to do...
That's right.
One of the things we like to do is team up with local people that make things and bring it into our store.
That's
so
go.
All of our stores have like local candies
so James
or honey or.
Oh, yeah.
So James and I, we
okay.
need to talk.
Yeah. So this may be a no-no question, but that's what I'm good for, and that is, how would you compare yourself? Because I have never been to a Grange, so I have really no idea. But the only thing that I have in mind that even remotely sounds similar would be Tractor Supply. She's ooh. All like,
those are the fighting words.
The
no, they changed their mind about the chocolate in the store. It was a very quick conversion.
But, you know, this is part of our job here is to do the hard-hitting journalism.
It's true. Okay, so the bottom line
we can't all be fun and games.
Right. The bottom line difference between them and us is we give back to the community.
Yeah.
We are very involved in our communities. We give lots of money back to our communities.
See, and that's not a hard thing, right? So,
right.
like, in your heart, right, if you go shop somewhere and you have choice between two places and they are similar and offer similar products, you know, the next layer is what kind of a company are they? What do they do locally?
Right.
That kind of stuff. So
right.
there, see, I didn't take away. I didn't detract. I gave you an opportunity.
There
okay,
you
the
go.
Chocolate, the chocolate can come back in.
But I just asked the question because, you know, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of that
right.
would be remotely
right.
something like that.
We have a bigger footprint, I'd
mm-hmm.
say, than them. I
okay.
mean, you guys saw the store up in...
huge.
White City. It's all of our departments are a little bit bigger than
yeah.
theirs. And we have a full nursery. They
oh.
have a kind of nursery. We have a full nursery.
Okay. Oh, see, there's a lot of stuff about your
yeah.
your organization that I don't know anything about. Do you ever bring in live animals?
We do. We won't here.
Okay.
Chicks.
Yeah.
We'll have chicks to sell.
Oh,
but
that's what I mean.
Some of our other stores
yeah.
have them,
do you
but
bring
we
in,
won't.
Do you bring in Clydesdales to sell?
Just one.
I need a Cane Corso dog, please. No, so that's why I was just asking the question.
That's bringing that up. That's one of the community things that we do, too, up in Oregon is we team up with our Southern Oregon Humane Society
oh.
and do adoption days in the store.
Oh,
and
fun.
I have been in contact with our Humane Society,
see?
And that's something we hope to bring in.
Keep prying at you, and you
right.
know you're like an onion with layers.
There
you
go.
Keep peeling one back,
keep
and there's
peeling,
another
keep peeling.
One. I love that.
It might be great to align our agritourism.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. Well, yeah. you know, part of the Shasta County Chamber is our goal is to create that circular food economy, right?
Right.
And so this fits real nicely in with that.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah.
I like the kiosk they have.
The kiosk.
Simple.
And what does the kiosk do?
So we have a kiosk at the front of our doors. It basically navigates the store for you.
Okay.
So it tells you where products are in the store so
oh, cool.
that you're not searching around. It also tells you what's in our service yard so you can see pictures so you don't necessarily have to go to the service yard to see it. So it's just it's an extra helper.
And what's the service yard? I mean,
oh, sorry.
It makes
sense. Our service yard is where we keep, like, big products, fencing,
okay.
panels,
okay,
things
yeah.
like that. Yes.
Yeah.
But we also pride ourselves on customer service,
mm-hmm.
so that kiosk does not take the place of customer service. We
sure.
pride ourselves on being on the floor and
oh,
helping
sure. Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people like me who love buttons and stuff, so
yes.
I'd be the first person in kiosk. I love
yes.
it, right?
yes.
But I still would like to ask questions, too. But
right.
there are some people that won't touch those things.
James is one of those people that go shopping, and it's like an eight-hour affair. get to know everybody, talk to everybody.
Walk in, I mean, you
yes.
wash your
dogs. Yeah, the dog wash was
kind of
cool.
We will have a dog wash as well, so you don't even have to come into the store to use the dog wash. It will be at our entry.
Yeah.
So you just turn
now
off.
Now, you do know you're on the lake.
Yes.
So can it double as a people wash?
Hey. No, people. Just dogs. So that's a really nice benefit.
That's amazing. I mean, you just won me right there.
It was actually kind of cool.
No,
that's
I mean,
really cool.
You totally won me. Trying to do that at home with our dog? No. There's
right.
not
what
enough
about
room.
A nail salon for dogs?
I wish. I need
poor
that.
Dog.
yeah, just being able to wash Coda is going to be a miracle, right? But he just tie her down and blast her.
that was a good reminder that so when you go to the Grange Co-op, they do have self-serve dog wash.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Brilliant.
A couple bays, whatever, and you put your dog in, and how much is it?
I think it's
$1 a minute or something?
$9.95 for 10 minutes, I believe,
like,
yeah.
10 for 10, basically.
10
so
for 10,
wash
yeah.
your dog.
Is it, yes. Does it have its own, like, does she on a conveyor, and there's, like, things that are like...
Wouldn't that be nice?
Suds, rinse, flip.
yeah.
Does it have to be just dogs?
Shine the,
cat?
Yeah, shine the nail.
Cat.
We are trying to keep it to a dog wash. We want to be safe, you know.
No, I'm just trying. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I know.
Just being Redding, you know, they'll bring all kinds of stuff
oh,
in
yes.
there.
Because you know there are those miniature ponies that are as small as dogs. So I mean, what's the deal?
no. And the little, what is it? The pet pigs?
There might
yeah.
be a weight limit on
yeah.
the.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Pigs. Yeah,
yeah.
Your little pot belly.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's a potbelly scrub.
Well, we're very excited. I think it's going to be a great fit for our community, for Shasta County.
Thank
so
you.
So what is the ETA you're thinking?
Midsummer.
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 Mm-hmm.
So October.
Well, if you think like a construction worker, maybe. No.
No, I was going to say.
Midsummer, we're really hoping.
I was going to say, if you think like the city permitting department, then for sure.
October.
2029.
Yeah.
No, we yeah. will be here this summer.
I know,
make
I know,
sure
I know how it
for
is.
Us.
And I'm all about, you know, there being guidelines and rules. But, I mean, this was an existing building. I mean, you weren't really doing
much
to it. Toilets, okay. Pull the permits, figure it out. But, like, the most part, it's an empty shell, and you're just filling it with stuff, racks and things.
No, there was some stuff about not being able to put your stuff outside, right?
Yes.
And that was kind of a weird one. Like,
yes.
You're not allowed to put your merchandise outside.
There were some challenges.
On that side of town?
And have it.
Everybody
does.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Every major store in town has.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of that one.
Stuff out in front.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell you what. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
Wasn't
me.
Wasn't too bad, right? First
no,
time on the radio?
No, you guys were actually kind of nice.
No,
she's like, except for
well,
you.
Well, this is the first time. This is the first time. You know?
All right,
all
right.
It's all downhill from here.
Nice.
You know? So.
Thank you for having
excited.
Me.
Super excited.
Thank you.
I love the option.
Yeah, it's
but
be great.
You won me at a couple things.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad to
like,
hear that.
Hey,
remember, the dog wash is for dogs.
Yeah.
You cannot get in it. All right? Okay, thank you very much. We'll take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back with Beauty Buzz?
Yes.
Beauty Buzz.
Update.
It's the week.
Update.
It's
the week.
Week
of the buzz.
So we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us.
Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Snap, snap. Okay, snap, so snap. This is a segment where I go silent. And
who is the person that chose this song to come back to?
He did.
I liked it. It was a good tune. Happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a happy tune. Mm-hmm. We love happy tunes.
Good stuff.
So welcome back, Shasta Live.
We can hear you now, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You have a mic.
It feels good.
It matches your shirt.
It matches your shirt.
Woo!
Your mic cover. Yeah.
The Green Genie.
Yeah.
The Green Giant.
Yeah. The Green Genie. Who let me out? No.
So, take it away. This is the Beauty Buzz.
This is.
Week. This is it.
This is it. Let's get back in. Oh, whatever. I was going to say kick the ball, but hey.
No,
we're not. This is not a sports talk show.
We're adding a little eyeliner.
Yeah. A little lip gloss, right?
Yes.
So I think we announced it. Was it last week? Mm-hmm. Or no, was it the week before?
The week before.
That there is a new entity evolving and coming to Reading Buzz, and that is Buzz.
Beauty.
Buzz.
Beauty Buzz.
Everything ends with Buzz.
Everything ends with Buzz. That's how you do it.
Okay.
And that ends with
Beauty Buzz.
Not a thing.
Not Shasta Eats.
It's an inside joke.
Eat Shasta. Yeah. Buzz. Okay, that's buzz. A good thing.
Yeah.
You told me. That's
yeah,
now
beauty
I know.
Buzz.
The buzz is always the end. So Beauty
the,
Buzz.
The history in this is realizing that there was kind of a hidden submarket here in Reading and Shasta County that we're
exactly.
still unaware
There's a
of.
Long history of fashion and beauty and all kinds of things here in Reading, which is, you know, I know seems kind of maybe odd because of our location, but long history, big, huge
big
international
brands.
Companies, brands, fashion, cosmetics, hair care, skin care, all that stuff has deep roots in Shasta County. So.
No pun on deep roots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Deep roots. Yeah.
Roots.
So with that, and then our discovery of Harvey coming and reaching out to you like a while ago.
Harvey Helms from
L'Oreal.
Mm-hmm.
And the expansion of Ulta here in Reading, which, you know, is very successful in the mall and a new location coming. Shasta County has a knack for people and are interested in beauty. And so I think the decision was made. We talked about capitalizing on that in a certain sense and offering more more diversity in buzzes.
Yeah.
What you've done right now with your little old self has been huge, right? And now it's time to take Buzz and expand it. And give more to the masses.
You know what with so much opportunity here in Shasta County, with your guys' experience, right, and Antonia's experience, what you have going, it's like a no-brainer, right? I mean, your guys' experience in the whole industry.
Yeah.
And then obviously Mr., you know,
Harvey
coming forward.
Well, that was a kind of a joyous discovery because, you know, Yvonne and I come from a beauty background.
Mm-hmm.
We had the pleasure of helping to develop a beautiful skincare line called Amarte under Craig Crawford out of Korea. And we've talked about this, that, you know, Korea's on the cutting edge of beauty.
The glass.
Yeah. Yeah. And so.
Indigestion?
Yeah, no, my Dutch bros is talking back. I've got a Dutch bubble in my throat. Hey,
I ate some hot sauce over at Kanya Market earlier with sticky rice and Lao sausage. Uh-huh. Oh man, I'm telling you what, I made a video because I was burning up. I'm going to post it, but it's like I can hardly talk. I said, this is really odd.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So what we've kind of done is we've created Beauty Buzz that's launching, and we have reached out and are partnering with Reading Buzz, mm-hmm. Shasta County Chamber, and Antonia, who is a local girl made good. She's, you know.
I like that.
Done her due diligence in the fashion world and went to school and then got to finish her schooling in Milan, and she specializes in handmade wedding dresses and accessories. And so we just thought this will make a great mix because you also, besides that, really are into fashion and makeup and aesthetics and health and wellness.
The whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing.
The whole enchilada.
Yeah, the whole enchilada.
Yeah. So Beauty Buzz is going to be the whole enchilada. It's not when it says just beauty. It also includes health and wellness, aesthetics, new medical research in wellness.
Hacks, beauty hacks, right?
Oh,
beauty
hacks. That's my favorite.
Let's
get on with the buzz.
Lines, trends, what's the color palette this year, you know, wedding stuff, whatever it might be. So it's cool. But I'll let you two take it.
Well, I want to say that I also went to fashion design school in L.A.
That's when we were still wearing animal skins.
You'd be surprised.
So one of the things I always missed was talking about the different brands and where they're going and, you know, all the trends. And Antonia and I have been having a really good time with it.
Fast friends.
It is one of those, the beauty business is one of those very eclectic mixes of people, trends. And we all come together and have things to share. And I feel like it builds a really strong community as well.
Sure.
So we're getting really, we're excited because our first event is this Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's with Ulta, mm-hmm. Ulta Beauty. Yeah. And we're going to do three different events. And those three events you can actually DM Antonia through Reading Buzz and actually make an appointment because she'll be doing some consultations on bridal.
So when she says three events, she's talking about there are going to be three times that you're being
three
booked
meetings
out.
Right.
And Harvey from L'Oreal is going to be there, and he is.
Yes.
Are they repping It Cosmetics?
Yeah.
They have a
new product that they're really promoting.
Mm-hmm.
It's called.
Is it the Do It All?
It's a Do It All, and it's the only clinically tested 4-in-1 concealer.
Harvey
can really speak about that because
pretty amazing that they got that the clinical stamp, right? Because not a lot.
Especially now, I feel like you have to do a lot more to get those certifications. Before, I feel like you could just throw anything on there, but now.
So you notice how Nigel's really quiet, you guys, because this is way out of his water.
I'm just going to take pictures.
Sounds good.
He makes it sound like he's nothing, but he's over here.
He makes the beauty.
He's trying to stay in the lip line,
you know,
right now.
What are you guys talking about?
Rosy lip.
Rosy.
He took some incredible pictures of Antonia this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be
posting those.
In our new location.
In the new
In the new chamber location and the new buzz location and the new winery and the new chocolate.
Well, I did have some
and the new
talk back in LA.
Hair bands were fashion. I mean that
hair bands.
It's big fashion.
Big fashion.
And Von Dutch.
It took them longer to get ready than
Naomi Campbell. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, true. They had more guy liner on than about 60 women together.
Oh yeah.
So this will be fun. From a photography standpoint, I'm always looking around and saying, how do we make this not look like Reading? I mean, sounds weird, but...
No, I get it. Yeah. In the best way possible. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the events on Saturday?
So Saturday, we're going to, well, it's going to be a really fun pop-up. I don't know how much we want to share of, like, exactly what we're going to have, but brides will be able to meet with me and also meet with Harvey, and he's going to be giving some of his own personal expertise on hacks for brides, as well as I will obviously give my two cents.
You're going to give
your
two cents, right?
I have things to share.
I have things to get out there.
But also, I will be having some gowns there as well for people to come and look at and just kind of see the work that I do, because talk is cheap, but you can feel the gowns, everything, see all of the stuff that I do.
Girls, bring your loop so you can look at the stitching.
Yes. No, but so it'll be really, really fun. And, yeah, you can come and meet with me and talk about everything.
There's something to say, obviously, finding your gown, right? I mean, there's so many choices, right? And Yvonne's, you know, always, as we've been together, wants to watch shows that are fashion oriented. So we've watched a lot of, what is it?
Say Yes to the Dress?
Yeah, I was going to say Found Your Gown Downtown show or whatever.
Downtown.
Say Yes to the Dress, right? But, you know, there's also something to be said than to have something that's custom.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's just yours, it's your thought, or you've taken something from a loved one, a grandmother, a mother, and incorporated it into your dress somehow. I mean, I love to hear those stories where it's like, you know, there's layers and layers of this custom dress that you've made, and then inside of two pieces of whatever that fluff stuff is, tulle. Right?
Tulle.
You've got, like, a piece of your mother's dress that's sewn into it. It's just like part
of that, or the flour sack. Remember? I mean, they used to use flour sacks
for dresses.
For dresses.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
A long time ago.
The Great Depression.
Great Depression. but we're reaching back to potato country, you know?
Yeah, well, that was the gunny sack factory.
You do use a muslin to actually make the dress first to make sure everything fits. And then you go ahead from that pattern and make.
It's one of the main parts of my process, actually. Yes. I do, like, rounds and rounds and rounds of muslins until we get it correct. And they, like, if they love it in that material, then it's perfect. Yes.
So how long does it take for you to make a dress?
It really depends, if I'm being honest. It depends on what the bride wants. And it also depends on their time frame, because I have had women come to me and say, hey, look,
I'm getting married on Friday.
Not Friday.
Can you whip something up?
Can you whip
not
it up?
Not Friday. But I have, miracle. I mean, you know, in the bridal industry and stuff, especially when you sometimes put your faith in some companies, sometimes things happen. And a lot of times stuff falls through, or it gets delayed, or I don't know. A lot of stuff happens. Anyway, so I have clients reach out to me and say, hey, I am getting married in 2 months, 3 months. I have found nothing. I need help. And so then that's when I step in and I'm like, okay, let's see how we can make this work. Mm. So I'm flexible. I make my own hours. I'll make it happen.
She just did a Q&A on her Cosmetic Bridal site. And some of the things that came out of that was impressive to me.
Thank you.
Like the silhouette. It's your time to be a princess. Probably the most popular silhouette is a ball gown.
It's your time. It's your time. Yeah, the ball gown is having its moment this year. Yes.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. The last 2 years. I mean,
bigger the better?
The bigger the better. It's
that's like
the drama.
That's like a gypsy wedding dress.
Oh, I loved the show My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
That
was like my gateway.
The one that I loved was the girl that kept passing out under the weight of her dress. It was so huge. She'd walk and then she'd like to the floor and they'd have to lift her
and
up.
They have like,
because it was like 400-pound dress she was wearing.
They're amazing. I loved that show. And like just for the dresses. For the dresses and seeing all of the stuff. And it's not just weddings, it's like also baptisms and 16th birthdays.
It's the whole, they are wild.
It's the everything, but it just I loved that process of they had a vision and they were like, we're gonna do the most extravagant, whatever, this is our time.
It's like
I
a dress
that.
Off.
And there's usually it is one designer that gets all, I mean, she goes
all the
wild.
Yes, she's the one. She's the one.
Okay, tell you what, let's take a last break.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Girls just want to have
this
fun.
Unique homes.
uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
And we're back, Chesalite.
Yeah. And James is dancing again on the ceiling.
He's dancing with himself. That's usually.
Wait, he just bumped his head.
Tiptoe. This is tiptoe music.
Through the tulips. Okay.
Chesalite, and we're talking about beauty buzz.
Yes.
I think this is going to be a good thing. Antonia, do you have any kind of idea of the beauty? Well, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Yvonne, the beauty and the health and beauty market here in Shasta County,
is it
like alive and well?
I mean, I feel like I'm always hearing about new salons, new estheticians, like all the time. So we definitely have the market here, and we just need to tap into it, truly.
Well, and Harvey shared with us, and I don't remember what the statistics were. I mean, obviously we're getting a second Ulta because...
Mm-hmm.
Because we there's obviously saying that
there's
we can have it, but we had the best
on the West Coast
best single sales day at in
on all the West
we
Coast
did our event.
Yeah,
yep.
With
last October
in the network, I mean nationwide, which or at least West Coast, whatever it was, and I thought in little red. So
and I've followed so many beauty people.
Well, there's all kinds of things in the beauty world.
So many interesting
things. The thing that I always find interesting in the beauty world is that it's changing so much all the time, and there's always new, unique products coming out. So, like, you came in today.
Absolutely.
And I always acknowledge you because you always smell really good, and you
Thank
have some
you.
Really great fragrances that you wear. But this
I
one was
fragrance.
Seemed new and different, and I was like, I asked you, I said, is this... couldn't tell. I was like, is this the Louis that you've been wearing?
Yeah.
And you said, no, this is a new product that you picked up when you were down in L.A.
At an Ulta.
Yeah. You were down there.
Did you really?
You were down there at a Lebanese wedding.
Yes.
But you had a moment to get into Ulta, and this was a hair care line that also has a hair perfume.
Well, that's weird because you never say that me and Nigel smell good.
No.
It may be because we never wear it.
Well, there you go.
And I was going to say, I was going to tell you what you smell, but they would have to beep it out. So.
They're first fighting my lingo.
Them are fighting words.
Them are fighting words.
No. Yeah.
But I think fragrance is huge. And also, I mean, even in the bridal space as well, I mean, I talk to a lot of people about having a wedding fragrance because... as we know, fragrance evokes memory, and so you'll always, when you smell that smell, you're going to be taken back to whatever was happening at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I talk to a lot of brides about that as well, and I mean, that's really fun to help people kind of discover what, you know, works best for them and on their body type and everything, and because fragrance changes depending on who it's on.
It's actually, in my opinion, I mean, there's two sides of the coin. It's beautiful, right, how your chemistry works. And it's horrible because you may not smell that good in something that somebody else that you love smells so good, right?
This is so true.
I'm like, oh, that smells so good. And then you get it and you're like,
it smells like pledge or something like that.
Yeah.
Like black flag.
Yeah. Black flag. Yeah, right. Roaches.
You smell like bug spray.
No, but you're so right.
Well, at least yeah. It's a smell that gets stuff done.
I know. Right? Oh. So yeah, but I'm a big fragrance person.
Yeah. I had to get that stuff off.
Yvonne and I actually, in our life, that was part of our courting process.
It was
really.
Yeah. So
black
her.
Flag?
Yeah, black flag. We used to go to San Francisco all the time, mm-hmm. in its heyday when, you know, Union Square was
poppin',
chic, and, you know, you could go to, what was the store, Magnum?
Magnum.
Neiman Marcus.
Was it Neiman Marcus?
Yes,
I think Neiman is still there.
Or was it Saks? We went downstairs.
And there was a men's fragrance bar, mm-hmm. and I was introduced to a gentleman there that was a specialty. He was a nose, and he really enlightened me in the world of men's fragrance by color charts.
Wow.
So you could see it visually. So, I mean, thick books with pages and pages of all the fragrances in the world that are registered. And then it would show you in a color chart the fragrance. So, you know, every essence had a color to it. So they would document it. So, you know, there were leather and tobacco and grass and even rubber. If you could imagine, I had a couple fragrances that actually had a burnt rubber base, which, I just loved, right?
So fragrance is in James' heritage.
And my father.
Dad owned, he was the founder of KMS Professional Hair Care, and he had an office upstairs, and we could smell him
before he showed up
and show up.
We'd be like, my dad's coming.
Department.
Put up your tie. Right?
I love that.
How do you know? And I'm like, you can smell him. Can't you smell him coming?
I got that. I mean, I don't know. Compliment. Yes. remark. When I was in school, my now husband had for Valentine's Day gotten me Baccarat Rouge 540. And of course it's like Milan heat and I'm just dousing myself with this, which you need like one spray.
Yes.
And I had put my stuff down in the classroom and I had gone out to go get a cappuccino or something. And my girlfriend had come into the classroom and she told me when I got back, she said, I knew you were here. I could smell you up the stairwell.
I know.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know if that's good or not.
So here's another flip side, two sides of the coin, right? There are people that love fragrance.
Yes.
And there are people that it makes them not feel well.
True.
And the reason why I can say that was when I was younger, up until I was probably 18, fragrance would give me a migraine.
Wow.
And somewhere along the line it changed. And then all of a sudden then I could handle it. Right. I used to be able to go like in a candle store or whatever and I would just come out feeling sick to my stomach.
That can be hard,
really?
Yeah.
What was one of your favorites? Do you remember?
Of my clones?
Brute 33, right?
Yeah. Brute 33, yeah.
Whole size.
Yeah. you know, gosh,
Hermes. It was
Hermes.
Really,
I like. Yeah. I mean, I had a collection that filled a bathroom. I mean, my wall.
Wow.
Probably had $10,000 worth.
And
of
now our
fragrances.
Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
Chevron 91 octane.
Yeah. I love it. My parents were really big on fragrance as well, and they have. My dad has a super, super huge collection of different fragrances, and so. I love trying them out, and I love smelling them on them as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then again, there was a fragrance that one of my friends had bought, and even my mom bought it, and on them it smells amazing.
Mm, yeah.
On me, I tried it out. You know, I always do a tester, go to Sephora, do a little wear test, come back if I like it. No. It did not work for me, and I was just like, oh, my God.
I
got to
get this off.
Yeah, I got to take a shower ASAP.
So this weekend, Saturday. Starting at what time?
At
the Mount Shasta Mall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's going to be great. So
we're so excited.
We'll put out some stuff on Reading Buzz.
We're going to do a live stream coming up.
Yes.
The last time
something was held in the mall with Ulta and with Harvey, it was a huge success. And so we're kind of trying to capitalize a little bit on that. Mm-hmm. And even though this is a much smaller format, our talks with Harvey is that, you know, they want to bring back what they did last year, hopefully, fingers crossed. And, Beauty Buzz hopefully will create something cool with Ulta and they'll be happy with it and L'Oreal and stuff, and we can start to do some fun stuff and get some legs under this. And once we do, we'll start reaching out to the community
for small business
shout outs and having fun with that.
Jazzed about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that'd be great.
This is only the beginning.
What's great for you is that, you know, with your shout outs and stuff that you do at the restaurants and you get to try all the foods, now you'll be able to try out facials and massages.
Yes.
And get your feet, your toenails painted.
Spray tans, the spray whole tan.
Oh, and you know, my
Where's Spencer?
My favorite's going to be, I want to do the recording when you get waxed.
I've never been waxed in my life.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to know the joy of having every hair ripped out by its root.
I don't know about wax.
That's where he draws the line.
Yeah.
But really, everybody come because there's going to be some great information, and Antonio's got a great background in fashion design and not only bridal, but you know other designs as well. And the makeup and the new foundation and concealer, I mean, your wedding day makeup has to be perfect. And Ulta is actually one of the only stores that does bridal makeup.
And hair.
So they do hair
and makeup.
And makeup. It's amazing.
You can make a whole appointment for a whole wedding party for
that's what they did for my wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law and her sisters and some of the other ladies that came into town, because that's so normal, especially in Lebanon, you go to the beauty salon and you get your hair done and your makeup done. Well, now, not as more so you hire out people to come to your, like, location, usually. Uh-huh. But they went to Ulta, and it was amazing. They looked gorgeous. Yeah. So
they do a really good job.
Yeah.
So give the information again, how people can reach out to you, besides Reading Buzz.
So other than Reading Buzz, you can reach me via DM at Kostelec Bridal. Kostelec is Kostelec, and then bridal. That is, like, such a quick and easy way, and also you can see my past clients and portfolio and whatnot. So, yeah.
But you can also reach you through
Reading Buzz,
okay,
as well. Nice. Yes.
Yeah. And how does that happen again? Because I'm completely
the DM, just DM.
DM, direct DM. Message.
No, direct message. There you go.
Buzz,
say, hey, Buzz.
Drop the DM.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Yo, what's I need a fitting.
Slide into Buzz. The DM.
Speaking of Buzz, we have a few minutes left. Jason Redding Buzz. What are some of the latest? Give us some buzz rumors, man.
Buzz rumors.
Some buzz scoop.
The drop. Well, buzz drop. What do they call it? Pick a buzz?
Pick a buzz.
Right?
Buzz a
boo. There's a new African
cuisine place going in.
Where?
Really soon. Well, I don't know exactly where, but they want.
What is it again?
African cuisine.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the one at Sizzles, but another whole different restaurant. Mm-hmm. And that'll be, Shasta County Chamber and Reading Buzz will literally be having the keys to open the door to go in for the first time.
Oh,
that's going to be really fun. And there's other food trucks, too. The one that,
And it's not Charity and Kobe that are doing it. I mean, they're the ones that are at Sizzles, but I didn't know if it was an extension of something they were doing. It was just another family that...
No, I think that they are open another restaurant from the Sizzles there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then there's that new, the African store, on Hilltop, which we did a shout out there a couple of weeks ago.
It's open.
The market, right?
Yeah.
So is that just market. Like African products?
Flour, everything from Africa. Uh-huh. It's like a lot of the food products that you get is there in that.
Your ingredients to make grocery. Fufu?
Fufu. But I like that because they have a QR code that you can go up here. Like you want to make something, you just put on the QR code. It opens up the recipe, how to make that product on the shelf.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really simplified.
Well, gosh, that's African
nice.
Food for dummies.
This Hitachi place that just opened up on Bocelli Lane.
Uh-huh.
Hitachi, am I saying it wrong?
Hibachi.
Hitachi. That's a car, isn't it? No.
Hibachi. Stereo from the 1970s.
But they sold everything out. They did so good on that. They're like, now they're rolling good with it. A new type of burger is coming to town. I can't break that out, but a new type of burger is coming to town. Not just your typical burger, but it's totally... I can't say much more. And they contacted me just a few hours ago before coming in.
I have 45 seconds until I find out. You're not going to leave here alive.
A new type of burger. And it's like, they have something if they could pull that off.
And you also discovered that Great Harvest Bread Company is coming to open.
Right on Hartnell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right across. It used to be Long John Silver's or whatever.
Round Table, and now it's
going
to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah, some other good stuff, but that's
I think Black Rose Coffee just took over the pretzel place.
The pretzel place, true.
Mm-hmm. What about Cane's? Is that still a rumor?
No, that's a deal. That's a done deal. That right. Starbucks and First Home, or I think it's called that chain called First
yes.
Home. Yeah. Anyways, that's it.
I want
Thank
some
you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank
it's a wrap.
You.
Stay
Saturday.
Tuned for live stream. Writing Buzz.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.